Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Who was the thief that robbed Alicia of everything? She grew up in a good home, but when she was at primary school, she was taken advantage of by her neighbour. When she was in her teens, Alicia met some people who smoked pot, and together they drink on the weekends. Alicia became a binge drinker and told War Cry magazine how she would go home with random guys she didn't know. In her early 20s, a girl introduced her to ecstasy. She loved it. But after coming down from her first high, Alicia wanted to end her life. She had a daughter to the guy she was with, and he was also the person who introduced her to ice when she was 25. After maternity leave, she returned to work looking a real mess. Black eyes, scabs all over her. A drug test by her employer came back positive, and she got the sack. By this time, she was living at home with her little one, and her parents were tired of her behaviour, so they kicked her and her little girl out. In 2008, she ended up in a refuge, and in 2009, welfare stepped in and she lost her daughter and got arrested. This was Alicia's wake-up call. She wanted to get clean. While she was at that Salvo's refuge, she went to church once. There was something about the service that day that she liked. Alicia got her daughter back in 2011, and in 2012 she went to the single mother's camp at Collaroy, New South Wales, where she made a decision to get serious with her creator. Church became her rehab, and people there helped her. She started going to TAFE and started to get clean. She said, "If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't be here today. I have this trust in Him. I believe He brought me out of the gutter, and He's brought me to His side. He knows exactly what I can do, what I'm capable of. He has changed my life, and my daughter has her mother back." I'm Aaron Wright.